If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Welcome to Full Coverage, a podcast by Beauty Addicts for Beauty Addicts. We're your hosts. I'm professional makeup artist Harriet Hadfield, and I've got my lovely friend, unprofessional beauty junkie, and all-round great person, Lindsay Kelk.
Oh, thank you.
Thanks so much to everyone who has listened to our first two episodes. You're all amazing, and because you asked for it, we're now on Stitcher as well as iTunes and SoundCloud.
SoundCloud. I keep saying SoundCloud.
SoundCloud, that is a mouthful.
I don't think they thought that through. No. It's so hard to say. SoundCloud.
Is SoundCloud. Alliteration.
It's the other one.
Well, grammar addicts.
It's assonance.
That's the one.
English degree.
So we're everywhere now. So spread the word, and yeah, we're slowly working our way to world domination.
It's a matter of time.
Yes,
it's definitely going to happen.
So I think the first thing we should start with is new news.
New news.
And Lindsay, you've got some good ones to kick us off with.
I've got some very good news, which you may have already seen on the internet, if you have eyes, because I saw it and I was very excited, and I already live in America where it's freely available. But good news, Glossier is coming to the UK.
Whoop, whoop.
Woo! I've got to say, it's Glossier and Colourpop are the two brands that are US-based that I get asked about the most and all the time.
Yeah.
And Colourpop does ship to the UK already, but I feel like they're not picking it up as quickly. I think this is going to be massive.
Yeah, I think it'll be huge. I think like Glossier has definitely been doing the rounds on the YouTubes and bloggers, so I think there's a lot of people that want to try it, and yeah, there'll definitely be a lot of interest in
it's
this.
It's such a smart brand. They've been so clever at what they've done. The products are so straightforward. They've made it so easy. They've made it feel like anyone can access this fantastic cool girl look.
Yeah.
And it's totally that cool girl vibe.
It is. It's very like natural undone beauty, which I really like. Everything's very fuss free. You know, you could just use a lip balm and the cheek cloud and you're kind of good to go.
Yeah, and we've got a couple of cheek clouds which we've been testing out, which are the newest cloud paint.
Cloud paint cheek rather. Colour. Yeah,
which we've been testing out. I've got Puff, which is a pale pink.
Really cute. And then we've also got Haze.
Haze, that's more of a jammy berry colour.
Yeah, really, really pretty.
And obviously I got these because I'm very pale toned and cool toned, so I thought these were the best two shots for me, but there are some warmer colours and they are quite
Haze
good.
Haze would suit a lot of people though. Yeah. Haze is quite a good universal one that you could like pale down or...
I think they're really good at addressing multiple skin tones. And on their website, they show you how everything looks on a very pale, a medium and a dark toned skin. So they're very cognizant of who they're selling to. And in their mind, that is everyone, which is great because it should be. I mean, they come up very sheer, I will say. They're little tiny...
They're buildable, yeah.
Yeah, they're little like paint tubes, which is absolutely adorable.
So cute.
The lid is slightly annoying because it kept falling off and I kept losing it.
Yeah.
But it's there now. That might just be me. And my one issue with these is genuinely... My biggest complaint is when you first take the lid off and squeeze it...
A lot comes out.
Loads. Loads. So please be really, really
use
careful.
Caution, yeah.
Because I lost a good, like, probably about 18 faces worth when you actually look at how much you need, which is not that much. But it's really, really pretty and really easy to use. I've been dabbing the Haze on the lips as well.
Yeah. I think they're nice to, like, start with a little bit and then wait for the colour to, like, set and then kind of, like, add more.
Yeah, because it does sort of disappear very quickly. Yeah. It does melt away into your skin, so...
You can kind of layer it to your desired effect.
And
but they're really
know,
nice. Yeah.
Easier to add more than to take away.
Isn't it true? It's so true, yeah. I really, really like the mint balm, though. This is the...
mintbalm.com
is really, really lovely. It's just like a universal skin salve. So I guess you could probably even use it on like dry patches like your elbows, things like that. Kind of same principle as like the Elizabeth Arden 8-Hour Cream. Nice, small little tube. And I really like that. I've kind of
been
pumping
it's really
that
cool.
A lot
and
today.
Strangely enough, no one will be surprised to hear that I am obsessed with the, the highlighter stick.
The shiny stick.
Dew Effect highlighter. I've got the quartz. There's topaz and there's a new one. Our moonstone in white, which I've been holding off on pulling the trigger, but we all know it's gonna happen, so
it's
I should just
happen.
Get it. But I absolutely love this. Someone asked me look at that, it's gorgeous.
Yeah,
someone
beautiful.
Asked me not long ago which was my favorite highlighter stick, and I couldn't... I've got so many that my mind sort of was blown, and this was the first one I thought of.
Oh,
so I thought that was interesting
yeah
for my highlighter obsessed brain.
Yeah.
Definitely. I mean, I love the Marc Jacobs one, but price-wise, no comparison.
Yeah.
This is about half the price of that.
Yeah.
And I think it's absolutely fantastic. It's really beautiful and creamy and dewy, and I love it. So yay for Glossier coming to the UK.
That's going to be very exciting. I think there's going to be a lot of people wanting to get their hands on that. The second launch we have is by Simply Sona, and it is her Persona Identity Palette.
Yes.
This is really, really beautiful. This is, I mean, anyone who loves your kind of warm tones, you're going to really like this eye palette. It has, I'm going to have to count now, 12. 12 shades. That was me trying to count really quickly. 12 eye shades. There's a mix of, it's quite an even mix, which is nice. Mix of mattes and shimmers. The copper tones, the kind of reddy cranberry tones are really beautiful, and the mattes are lovely. Nice big pan. It is cardboard packaging, which I'm never quite as excited
about. And
it's white
cardboard packaging, which is quite frustrating.
It might get dirty, quickly. But the actual products itself are beautiful, and we've both been really impressed with that.
Yeah, I followed Sona. It's Sona Gasparian, who is a YouTuber and blogger and everything, a makeup artist. I've followed her for years now, which is really weird. Hi Sona, I'm a stalker, how's it going? So I was really excited when this came out because it's a step up from the regular collaborations. She's actually brought this out herself. This is her own company. Persona is her company. As it's persona. It's
like,
so
it's
a pun. I mean, there's one thing I love more than makeup, it's puns. So she's won me over. But yeah, I was kind of like, oh, will it be any good? I don't want to try it because what if it's balls and, you know, I don't want it to be. Genuinely love it.
It's really good.
I was traveling last week and that's all I took with me.
Yeah.
It's so pretty. It wears like a dream. The shades are like butter. I'm a shimmer girl rather than a matte girl, but there's four shimmers together in the corner that form a beautiful little quad, and they were amazing. It's almost foil effect when it's on the eye. It's absolutely gorgeous. Can't say enough good things about it. And it ships worldwide.
That's great. Get
on the internet, fill your boots, get one. It does say, just not to put people off, because it does say the ultimate eyeshadow palette for brown eyes. I have blue eyes.
Yeah. I think it's actually a very universal palette.
I think it's really universal. I mean, the only thing I can assume is that's forward thinking marketing from Sona's perspective, that she's going to bring out a blue eyes and a green eyes.
I imagine so.
But yeah, don't let that put you off, because I've got blue eyes and the reddy browns in there were absolutely stunning. They made my eyes pop.
Yeah,
pop
beautiful.
Like a mother.
The colours are so nice.
So I mentioned I was traveling last week. Some people are going to be surprised by this. Some people aren't. I was traveling to Florida, and I was in Orlando because last weekend was WrestleMania.
You are a WrestleMania obsessive, aren't
I'm
you?
I'm a wrestler. Like your... My name is Lindsay and I'm a highlighter addict and a wrestling fan.
It's like your other secret
That's
life.
My secret love. That's my other secret podcasting joy. That's my other secret. It's not even a secret.
It's not a secret.
I always say, I'm like, oh, it's such a guilty secret. Everyone's like, Lindsay, we know.
We know.
We know.
Yeah.
But yes, I was very, very lucky. I went to WrestleMania. I went to interview some wrestlers for a podcast and for a couple of magazine articles I'm working on. But we couldn't not ask the wrestlers while we were there. It's a terribly constructed sentence, but we couldn't not talk to them about their beauty habits. So I got to talk to Alexa Bliss, who was at the time SmackDown Women's Champion, and it turned out she was a big beauty fan. So we asked her a couple of questions before the PR moved us along. Yeah, she's like, this is not about wrestling, shut up, move on. And yeah, we have that for you now, so enjoy. What do you use out of interest on the pink?
Arctic Fox. It's been
goodie.
my new thing I'm trying. I tried to do the ombre myself this week, and
you did good.
Thanks. It took a lot longer than it should. It took like 3 hours.
we won't tell anyone. We'll edit that part out. Last time we talked to Renee, and she told us that Natty was her go-to girl for beauty advice. Are you a beauty girl yourself?
I love makeup and everything that goes into it.
What are your favorite products?
Oh, so I love the Becca Jaclyn Hill Champagne Pop. I love Jaclyn Hill. I watch all of her videos, like, religiously. I love it. Natty is definitely our go-to. She actually told me when I first came up on the road, I was asking her how to highlight and contour, and she was like, you have all the tools, you just don't know how to do it. And so she like taught me how to like highlight and contour, and like Natty's like our in locker room makeup artist. She's amazing.
And how do you keep your skin looking good on the road, because that's got to be a challenge?
Oh, I've new discovery for me. So my best friend Kaylin has the best skin, and I was doing her makeup not too long ago, and I was like, why do you have such good skin? You have no wrinkles, no zits, nothing. She uses all like Lush products, like the organic stuff.
Oh.
So I started using their cup of coffee mask in the mornings. My face cleared up like night and day. So I'm like going on Pinterest now trying to find my own little like mixtures of masks, because I'm like, I'm all about masks now. Like, take care of your skin.
Yeah, so the video actually cut off, or the audio cut off, but I do just very much want to mention that when Alexa sat down, she said that she liked my hair, and that was really important to me.
Made your day.
Made my day, made my life, we're all good. But yeah, she's so cool. If you haven't, if you don't follow wrestling, you should totally check her out. At the very least, go and look at a picture of her, because she's awesome. But she looks like a tiny baby Harley Quinn. She's like 5'1", which is insane, because she's a professional wrestler.
And she's badass.
She's massively badass. How can you be 5'1" and like be flipping that. People... She flips people who are like twice her weight and size. It's insane. But yeah, she was a huge beauty fan. I think she would have talked about it all day if we'd had the chance, but we didn't. Maybe we'll get her on. We'll get her on for a chat when she's in LA next. But the whole wrestling, the women's side of wrestling, I find fascinating, not just because it's amazing, but they look incredible. They look like anime characters come to life right now. Like, they all have this insane, brightly colored hair. Alexa told me they use Arctic Fox.
Oh, wow.
Nearly all of them, I think, use Arctic Fox now for their colors. And there's like hot pink, there's bright orange, there's every color in there. They've managed it one way or another. And I'm just always fascinated as to how they're keeping their makeup on.
What was all that, like jumping around and throwing people over?
It's
like,
sweaty.
That's
it's sweaty athletic business.
Makeup they must be using.
It's got to be. And then, so there is an Instagram account for the WWE Glam Squad, which are the makeup artists, who I've desperately tried to get hold of. And I will make that happen, because I just really want to know what they're using, because they do talk about a lot of it on Instagram. One of the eyeshadow palettes, because the girls always have incredible eyes that just don't move, and they use a lot of Violet Voss. I don't know if you know about Violet Voss.
I didn't till you told me.
Yeah,
about
it's
it,
a
actually.
It's a pro brand, and I'm pretty sure it's based in the States. I bought my palettes from the makeup show in New York last year, and they are incredible. I've got Holy Grail and Drenched Metal. They're mental. They're
so
completely mad.
Good. The colors are incredible.
Yeah, like the Holy Grail is mostly, it's warm toned browns. It's not neutrals, but there's neutrals
Everyone
in there.
Everyone needs a warm tone.
Yeah, it's warm
toned
browns, and it goes right through to Wine and Dine, which is like a matte cranberry, up to Crystal,
yeah,
which is
lovely.
Like a really barely shimmery neutral beige. But they're so beautiful. You can see which ones I've got. Cool Beans. It's my silvery taupe.
Nice
my
mix
toffee,
of mattes
bit of plouf.
And shimmers as well, which
yeah,
is nice.
Yeah, it's gorgeous. And then Drenched Metals is like this insane set of jewel tones, which are absolutely gorgeous. There's one called Bliss.
That's nice.
Oh, I wonder if they use that on Alexa. On Alexa. But I really, really recommend these. They're not cheap. I think I got them at two palettes for $100 at the makeup show. That was obviously...
They're big pans though as
they're
well.
They're huge. Yeah, they're pretty big. And there's 1, 2, 3, 4. There's 20 shades.
Yeah.
Just actually some quick counting per palette. So do check out Violet Voss Pro if you like your shimmery, beautiful, deep-toned
and super
eyeshadows.
Super long-lasting.
Super long-lasting. Like, amazing. I used one of these... after I talked to Alexa and I'd remembered that they use these, I gave one a try and it didn't budge. It was so pretty. Wow. And I just did this really, it was a smoked out eye, but it was with jewelry browns,
ooh,
with
nice.
A metallic-y jewelry browns. And it was really, really pretty. And I was quite pleased with myself and spent the day with boys and didn't get any props for it. But, you know, it's like, Jeff, look at my eye makeup. It's really pretty. And just got like, oh, yeah.
That's nice.
Yeah. You've got stuff on your face. Well done. That took 20
Dave
minutes.
Dave now knows the he knows what mascara is. He's got that far.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
Yeah, so. Jeff will now acknowledge he knows the difference between bad makeup and good makeup.
Yes. I'd like to think my husband knows that.
Yeah. If we'll see someone out that's, you know, or if you've got, you can see the foundation
the line,
isn't
the foundation
yeah, the
line.
Foundation line. Yeah. Or if there's just like a lot yes. happening, there'll be the nudge and be like, baby, look.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. Like, let's not judge baby, but yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, this really got me thinking about long-lasting makeup. And, you know, Harry, you are a makeup artist.
I am.
That's your thing that you do.
That is what I do.
Like your actual job.
That's my actual job.
So I just couldn't stop thinking about it. Like, what is it? How do people keep this makeup on their faces?
I mean, I think, again, it depends on your skin tone. Your skin type. If you know your skin type, that makes it a lot easier. I'm a big fan of setting sprays, and I feel like they're something I've only really appreciated kind of like the latter part of my career as a makeup artist.
Interesting.
Yeah.
What do you like? Which setting sprays do you
Urban
like?
Decay. I think Urban Decay... get it so right, and they even have vegan ones now, so you can get like vegan setting sprays. Are they, and again, they address like every skin type. The MAC Prep and Prime is a really nice one as well. I've always, and I like that you can even add You know, you can add like essential oils to that.
So yes. Yeah, I noticed skin. They brought out new
they did, yeah.
versions with the really? Lavender and a rose.
Yes, but you can even make those yourself. So
noted.
Noted.
Inside tip.
Insider tip. Yeah, really, really nice. You can kind of custom make your own fixer sprays. And I think, you know, it's about the formulation. So when it comes to eyes, you know, it's things that blend well, but then set and also layering. So for me, I will often tend to use like a cream based product that sets to a powder and then a powder on top just to like okay. really lock it in place. And I know a question I always get asked is like the best eyeliner for tight lining, because yeah. I think that's one thing people wanted to stay.
Tell us.
Well, I think it's avoiding the cold. You know, cold for me is blendable, it's smudgy, which is great. But if you want it to kind of lock in place, you want something that applies and then literally doesn't budge once it yes. sets. And for yeah. me, there are two favorites. Annoyingly, I haven't found a good drugstore version that actually does lock in place. But for me, yeah. it is the Tom Ford High Definition Eye Pencil in black. Is really, really good in the tight line, as well as the Marc Jacobs, the highliner.
Yes, I love the highliners.
Tight lining, they are so on it. And that comes in lots of different shades.
Have you tried the matte ones yet? Because I know they just brought out everything in matte.
I feel like the black I have, though, I would call it matte anyway. So okay. I don't yeah. know how. I'd be interested to see what the other colors are like.
I'm excited to try those. I love those pencils. Yeah. I actually, I had a couple and they didn't do it for me. And then I think I bought the early range, but there was a recall on them from Sephora. Oh. So there was something wrong with a few of them. So they were really dry.
Okay.
Yeah. And I was like, oh, I got the crappy ones. And I was yeah. a bit heartbroken because they were not cheap.
Yes.
And I took them back, but that had sort of, they'd lost my trust at that point.
Yeah.
And then I think it was when you showed me the mini ones from Sephora.
The
little mini set of
yeah.
three. Is it two browns and the
I
black?
I think you get like a gold, a sparkly, shimmery brown and a black.
Yeah.
And again, they're like my travel.
And that was, yeah, once
time.
I bought those, that was it. There was no turning back.
Love
it's
them.
A Rococo is the Richie brown
yes.
shimmery one, which I love.
So pretty.
And I use the black for tight lining,
yeah.
which I love.
It's so good. It really is like foolproof, especially like in the top waterline. I found out when you're doing yeah. like a big cat flick or something and you've yeah. curled your lashes and then you get that like rim of skin that shows.
Yeah.
Just pop it in the top waterline.
Rim of skin.
The rim of skin.
Oh, quote no. of the week.
We're getting rim very close skin. To being back to the lube episode again.
Although, while we're talking about long-lasting makeup, I used yes. my lube primer. I can't believe how good it is. I'd used it on a night out, and I know I said it was good.
We should say the name again as well,
yes,
so people don't know it as the lube primer.
J1 Jelly Pack. J1 Jelly Pack.
J1 Jelly Pack. So check that out, guys, if you're looking for yeah. a super good
I had to start the interviews
primer.
That I did when I talked to Alexa. Our day started at 4 a.m. We had to be downstairs at 5, and I knew we were going to be doing some on-camera stuff, so obviously I had to pay some attention to my sad
yeah.
face. I was so tired. There was so little I could do. It was just illuminating everything. But yeah, I used that as my primer. And then I did actually use the Urban Decay setting spray.
Nice.
So between the two, it's impossible to say that it was one or the other because it was definitely both. But I put my makeup on at 4:30 in the morning.
That's
I didn't take
amazing.
It off until 11 o'clock that night. I took a 2-hour nap in the middle of the day. And when, because I did a wipe to take my makeup off because I knew I'd
yeah.
got heavy makeup on. It was all on the wipe. I couldn't believe it.
That's crazy.
I genuinely couldn't believe it.
Yeah.
So that J1 Jelly Pack.
It does work.
It's incredible. Yep. And the setting spray definitely is good, but I haven't had those results with other primers.
Okay, that's really interesting.
The Jelly Pack is definitely
worth
in play
trying.
At
yeah.
that point. Definitely. It's $43. I know that sounds like a lot, but...
But if it makes your makeup last and you don't want to touch up,
whole day
up, then...
from 4 in the morning till 11.
That's amazing.
It's insane. So yeah, definitely check that out for sure.
Amazing.
So are there any specific brands that you think work better than others, or do you think it is more to do with skin tone?
I think it does. You know, if you have a very, very oily skin, then you might have to do a little bit more, like yourself, Lindsay.
Yes, I do. I have an oily
face in the corner.
An oily
you know,
two-tone.
And you will know, you know, sometimes it does mean using powder in certain places.
Yes.
And a setting spray, you know, I know for me that I can use very minimal powder under my eyes and probably the tiniest bit in my T-zone. Or sometimes I can get away with just a setting spray. And especially if you
yeah.
have very dry skin, sometimes too much powder will kind of catch
yeah. oh,
the
I'm
skin.
All about my
so...
powder. I'm a child of the 90s.
Yes.
Mat me up.
I like my
Mat
powders too. But I think for me, too much powder can age me a little bit.
Yeah.
I find like, because my skin doesn't need it. So
yeah.
it's that thing of, if you don't need it, go for a setting spray.
Yeah. Good news.
But... So we've been asking you guys on social media questions you want us to answer on Full Coverage. So we have some lovely ones from Instagram and Twitter, which we're going to answer now. So the first one we have, this is where I'm going to really offend people by not saying names properly. This is my worst fear when I have to say people's name. Sabrina, I can do that
it
one.
It is Sabrina,
I can
yeah.
do Sabrina, it's that's Sabrine, okay.
Sabrinutza 16 Sabrinutza would be the 16. Name. Sabrinutza. I'm just making up an accent, but it's but Sabrinutza 16 yes, on Instagram.
A disclaimer apology for any offence that I caused by saying a name's wrong. So her question is, how natural, as in organic, clean, etc., do you go with your beauty, skincare, makeup, etc.? I think you should go first, Lindsay. What's your answer to this one?
I have to admit to not really being terribly concerned about natural products. I will avoid sulfates in my hair care.
Yeah.
Just because I feel like that washes out my colour quicker and my hair reacts badly to them. I'll get blank crappy hair. But I will, generally speaking, put the efficiency or efficacy of a product, making up words, yay, of a product above its natural claims. I just think it's also, I think it's a real minefield to find out what natural is and what it means.
Yes. How do you define natural? I mean, even like, I know with food standards in the UK, at least, something natural can still have technically come from a test tube at times. So, and don't get me wrong, I'm not a dietitian or anything. So I don't know 100% about that world, but I think with makeup, for me, in my head, if something is like 100% natural, to me, that says it's either going to go off, it's going to have an expiry date. And if it doesn't, in my head, I'm always a little bit suspicious. Yeah. I kind of feel like, how can it be truly natural?
Yeah, I feel like things have changed and they're getting better. So you've got brands like Tata Harper, who are natural brands. In my head, I'm like, oh, that's natural. That's a natural brand. Yeah. But in I still don't really know what that means. I just know it's been efficiently marketed as a natural brand to me. I'm like, oh, Tata's natural. But I couldn't say off the top of my head to what degree, or if it's all, if does that mean organic, does that mean animal, no animal cruelty, you know. And that is one thing I would much prefer to work with brands that aren't testing on animals.
Me too.
But I also am aware that I'm not terribly well educated on what is and isn't, because, you know, there's all the controversy right now about brands that sell in China.
Yes,
we know they're testing in China.
Yes,
because you have to test in China to sell in China.
Yes.
So if you were fully avoiding all animal cruelty brands, there's a lot of brands that you might think are not testing on animals that probably are in China.
Well, and also it's like, how far do you go? Because I know the biggest problem I have when I work with, for example, vegan clients or clients that strictly want me to use cruelty-free products, you know, a lot of brands now have parent companies, for example, that aren't cruelty-free, but their own, they're cruelty-free.
Well, and so Urban Decay was a great example, because they always had the, you know, we don't test on animals, how could anyone? And then they got bought by L'Oreal, and I'm pretty sure somewhere down the line, L'Oreal's been or is testing on animals. Please correct me if that's wrong, L'Oreal, I would love to know.
Yes, it's really tricky. It's definitely, even as a makeup artist, I find it a minefield. And I think for me, for where I stand right now, like yourself, Lindsay, I feel like there are products that I know perform really well. And until the market can provide every single thing I need as a makeup artist that is completely organic, completely cruelty-free, completely natural, however we define that, there are other products that I have to use that I know probably don't fit that criteria. And for me, the funny thing is, I always say to people, you know, a lot of people's skin, I find they tend to prefer, and when I say prefer, I don't mean them, I mean their skin prefers either botanicals or chemicals. And weirdly enough, my skin is actually more it works better with chemical-based products.
No,
so whenever I try and use botanicals, and this is just me, I have clients that swear by their botanical products and love it. For me, it makes my eyes water. I get a lot of sensitivity to eucalyptus. I get a lot of sensitivity to like lemon-based products.
Yeah, I get so sensitive to essential oils for sure.
Yes.
But, and yet my skin loves an acid.
Yes, me too. I love a salicylic acid. I'm sorry, but it does.
Like glycolic me
and
up, mothers.
I think of it as like my skin will have what it needs. Like, you know, and I trust my skin to, you know, if my skin's reacting funny, then I know a product doesn't agree with me. So I think it's a lot of it is about trial and error. I don't feel like there's a right or a wrong answer to this.
No, exactly.
You know, if you want organic product, and there are, like you say, there are great brands that are steering towards that
and
way.
And like Alexa mentioned in her interview, Lush.
Yes.
She loves Lush products. My cat apparently loves Lush products because she just decided to chime in. Yeah, Belle loves Lush products, and you know they're all natural and not tested on animals, and very affordable.
Yeah.
And I do like some of Lush's stuff. Kat Von D is a really great vegan range. If you do want to go all vegan with your products, Kat Von D is a really great option.
It's easier now than it was when I first started out. It was, and also I think nowadays the PRs and, you know, the branding of a product has to be a lot more open about it, because people will ask, and because of social media. When I first started out, you kind of couldn't find out this information.
No, it's true. And I'm just trying to, bear with me. What's the name of the place in...
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
LA, is it the detox market or the organic market? I can't remember
what it's
called.
You would know this better than me.
It's a shop, and they carry all natural brands. Yeah. It's the detox market, because it came up straight away on my phone. and I've actually used that as a reference. I haven't actually shopped there. It's real expensive. Yes. It's very much the Lux high end.
Well, and this is it. You know, even Hourglass now is kind of seen as cruelty free. And, you know, there's a lot of brands doing paraben free, etc. Yep. And that's great. I think the more brands can head in that direction, the better, you know, our makeup will be. But it is, I know there are brands as well that are tapping into that luxury end of kind of the organic makeup.
And Detox Market is the one. I recommend just going and looking at their website, because it's just really interesting. it's beautiful. It's absolutely gorgeous.
Yeah.
But yeah, they have lots of Sontegrity. There's a brand called Sontegrity.
Wow.
And then they've got RMS, One Love Organics, Beauty Chef, Onira Organics. There's absolutely tons. There's stuff I've never heard of on here. But definitely go and check out Detox Market if that is a concern.
If that's something, you'd like to look into.
Because even if you don't buy from them, they're in the States, obviously. It's a great resource, to see all the brands. But yeah, to answer your question, Sabrina, not massively.
Lena,
I'm interested, and I'm always interested to find out something new that's natural that actually works.
Yes, because if it does work, I'm totally down. I'm totally
I think we've both outed ourselves as having that slight, does it work? Chip on our shoulder.
and I think that, again, that's the thing, it's my job. It has to perform.
Exactly.
I have to know if something's on the red carpet. It's all very well at being organic and natural, but if it doesn't perform, I can't use it. So Ray on Twitter asks, is it the wonder of dreams? Where do I find a decent eyeshadow brush? Cheers and thank you.
Cheers and thank you.
I like that.
Definitely. We were going to answer them anyway, but that was nice.
So for me, I think CQ is amazing. I use a lot of it in my kit. I use their eyeshadows. I use their liquid foundation, the one that comes in the round pot, which is amazing. And I do love their eyebrow pen. The felt pen is amazing for one of the best waterproof brows you can create. It is pricey though, so that is the only thing. I do love it as a brand. Is it something that you've tried, Lindsay?
I actually tried it recently. I read everything I can get my dirty little eyes on, but the Sally Hughes writes, the lovely Hughes, Meister General. And she's always talking about the foundation.
Yeah.
And I couldn't find it here in the States. It's really hard to get hold of.
Yeah.
Unless you're buying it online, I think Neiman Marcus or Barney's or Saks, one of the very high-end department stores, have it, but they never have it in when I go.
Yeah.
And I don't want to spend that much money on something online. So I was in England a couple of months ago, and they had it in Selfridges, and I was walking past, and it was my last day, and I was like, do it. and I did it, and it was £60, I think, for the jar.
For the foundation.
For the foundation, It's so good.
Yeah, it is good. It's such a lovely, real skin texture.
And my skin just was like, thank you for this. Yeah. Every second that I put it on, it just drank it up. It just feels so wet, for want of a better phrase, but then it looks so luminous and glowing.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
And I really love it. I do think it's super limited shade range.
Yes, that's its only downfall. I think, is the limitation on the shades.
And it wasn't the it's not the perfect shade for me, but it's a very, it's definitely workable.
Yeah.
But it is really good. If you want to invest, if you're, Ray, if you're listening, I hope you are, otherwise it's weird. If you're prepared to invest, if you want to invest in an expensive foundation, do it. It's not portable. That's the other issue. It's like a giant glass jar, but it feels very special on your dresser, and it looks beautiful on your face.
Yeah, and it's a heavy pot. It's quite
it's hefty, a big old jar.
So if traveling, you might want to decanter some. And then your other question, eyeshadow brush, a decent eyeshadow brush. Again, I think this is now easier than it's ever been because of brands like Zoeva, you know, even brands like Body Shop do, you know, really good brushes that are affordable. I mean, I am a massive fan of Zoeva. Is it Zoeva or Zoeva? What do you
say? I don't know. I say Zoeva.
I think I say Zoeva, but then I heard people saying Zoeva. So I was don't like, know. Maybe I say it wrong.
Yeah, well, as soon as you ask me, I say a word.
I mean, as a general rule, I would always say for eyeshadow, if you can, you almost want two brushes, a brush to apply eyeshadow with and a brush to buff out the edges. So whether that's two from Zoeva or, you know, two from, I don't know, the Body Shop or, you know, MAC has like a really vast range. I think the answer is just look for something that, you know, will soften the edges and is like a little buffing brush. But you definitely don't have to spend a lot of money.
No,
nowadays.
And I use a lot of, and I didn't realize until I was packing to go away again last week, so much Real Techniques.
Real
Techniques. Yeah. And they're always on offer somewhere. Every time I go, I mean, you can get them here in the States now from Ulta, but so I always seem to buy them when I go home because they're always on offer in Boots.
Yeah.
So it's like buy one, get one half price for the sets. And I've got a couple of sets of the eyeshadow kit.
Really,
and
really
it's
good.
So good.
I love their Bold Metals brushes.
They're pretty.
So
I like them. But yeah, I really like them for, especially for blending out. I'm making a blending out motion just because you can't see.
We forget with podcasts you can't see us sometimes.
Looks like I'm trying to hit myself in the head if anyone's watching us through the window. But yeah, I really like the Real Techniques. And yeah, I've got a bunch of MAC as well.
Yeah.
But you've got a couple that I really like from Tarte. And they just did a unicorn range.
Oh, that
and
sounds,
all the brushes
like
are
right
unicorn horns. I know, and I haven't bought it, and I don't know why. But I really like their Rainforest of the Sea brush set. That was really nice if you want something pretty and want to treat yourself to some Tarte. But yeah, decent eyeshadow brush. I would agree with you. Zoeva, really great.
Really affordable.
And just, they wash like forever. They just
so
last
easy.
For such a long time. And Real Techniques, if you just want to pop down to Boots
and get something
and pick
easy.
Pick up something easy.
Yeah.
The lovely Beth Garrod on Instagram, who is in London, says she needs a black eyeliner that stays on.
Okay. Longevity.
Longevity.
Talking. Again, like what I said earlier, you know, if it's about the tight lining, I think go for the Tom Ford high definition, not the pen. I think it's just called high definition pencil or eyeliner. And then the Marc Jacobs one is really good. If you're wanting like a gel based one, I love the Bobbi Brown, the long wear liners.
Me too.
Like, they still are great. I still love those. But again, even like Maybelline do great, you know, liner in a pot. There are, again, I think like... the drugstores are you know, using better ingredients.
And if you're going to start gel lining, it might be worth starting at a cheaper level until you've got the hang of it, because some people hate it.
Yes. And if you want the pen, go for the Tom Ford one. I know it's ridiculously pricey, but I've tried every pen there is possible, and the Tom Ford is the only one I can use in a pen form.
See, and this is where we differ. It's the only one I can use is the Kat Von D.
Oh,
yeah.
See, I just found that came off on me.
I know you don't get on with it at all.
So interesting.
The black tattoo ink liner for me is the only liquid liner pen that I can actually...
Yeah, I know loads of people that love it. So two variations there for you guys. So try those both out and see what you think. Let us know. Let us know what you thought was good. Yeah,
get that black eyeliner on your eyes. And then we have one more from Carrie Anne 89. She makes me feel really old because I assume that means you were born in 89, Carrie Anne. Like, I'm the oldest person in the world. Anyway, Carrie Anne wants to know how we feel about Glossier. We've already talked about Glossier.
Answered that one.
We like it. Also, didn't even talk about the skincare, which I really like as well. I think it's the Mega Greens Galaxy Mask or something. It's a ridiculous name, but it's the green mask. Love that one. Really like the serums, the hyaluronic acid serum, Super Bounce, I think it was called. I really liked.
I didn't know they did skincare till you told me. I thought they were just makeup. So
yeah, no, and it's nice. Like, I like that green mask is really great. The serums were relatively new. The Super Pure, which is niacinamide, which I can never pronounce, but it's basically just niacinamide. Yeah, I said it right. Yeah, niacinamide and zinc. That's really great if you're breaking out. That's a champ. I've used quite a lot of that. And the Super Bounce, which was the hyaluronic acid. It's a really basic hyaluronic acid option.
Yeah.
It's not fancy. It's not, you know, but like 25 different kinds, but yes, it's just a really basic,
does what it
good.
Says
and
on
you
the
can
tin.
Layer them, yeah, yeah, which I like. And I did use the Super Bounce to the very last drop.
Yeah.
The only one I wasn't super into is the Super Glow, which is vitamin C and magnesium. And not because it wasn't good, because it was, but because it's in a pipette bottle and it's a clear light glass bottle, and vitamin C is going to break down in 10 seconds in that. It's not
good
airtight,
point.
So it's going to...
It won't be it as will effective.
Just, it won't be effective. And
that's a good point.
That felt like a waste because you're not going to get through it before it dies. If you're using vitamin C, it needs to be in an airtight dispenser bottle with an airtight dispensing. Yeah, like something dark glass with a pump. Otherwise, you're not going to get the best out of your vitamin C.
Good to know.
But other than that, I really like it. And I love the matte. I meant to talk about these and I forgot, but the Generation G matte lips.
Yeah, you got me into those. I love those. They're so nice.
They're really easy. So yay to Glossier, and it's coming your way. And then your second question was, were there any YouTubers or bloggers that you should know about that you don't?
Oh, I mean, I always think like of the obvious ones. Like, I mean, I love Monica. Like, I'll always love Monica Blunder. Jamie Greenberg's amazing. She's really super funny, beauty obsessed, professional makeup artist in LA as well. Meg Says is a really great one who has kind of a focus on fashion and beauty. And I'm trying to think who else.
You got me into Tati.
Oh, I do love a bit of Tati.
Yeah, I really like
Tati. She's great at like reviewing things like throughout the day. So she'll really like put a product through its paces. You know, she'll do check-ins like 6 hours later, 2 hours later. And she's very, very dedicated to her testing, which I really like.
Impressive. Mm. And I like that she'll merrily come on screen bare face and just be like, let's get some stuff on. And it's like, oh, I love that.
Especially when something goes wrong, she's still like, I hope you guys appreciate it.
And you can tell she is like truly bare face. Whereas I think some of the YouTubers, and especially beauty YouTubers, it's like, that's not your actual face. And it's like, oh, let's start. And it's like, that you've already got.
Makeup on,
You will totally be a lie. But I love her for that.
Yeah. No, got a lot of love for Tati.
Yeah, I'm trying to think. I don't know if there's that many people. I mean, I read less and less these days, which is terrible, but I've been really busy writing a book, you guys. but I read really, really every day. I read British Beauty Blogger pretty much every day. I read Temptalia obsessively. Yeah. If you don't know that, Temptalia.com is a US-based blog, but she covers everything. Yeah. It is exhaustive.
Well, so and I think there are it's hard because when you say like new people or people you might not heard of, it's hard because I think that I don't know loads of new ones, but like I always go back to like Lily Pebbles and the Anna Edit. I feel like they for me really kind of appropriate for my age group as well. Like I really know I can kind of get trustworthy reviews. And again, I think there's lots of, you know, they're very good at knowing the up and coming products, new releases, and again, very honest opinions on them, which is great.
Yeah, I think that's why I always go back to Jane at British Beauty Blogger and Rhee, because with Rhee, I know I'm going to see, you know, she's going to try everything. She's going to swatch it. She's going to show me, she's going to have new products and she's going to be excited about them. And with Jane, I know I'm going to get super honest, realistic reviews. She's amazing for industry news and finding out what's coming up.
Yeah, literally like the moment it's launching.
Oh yeah, she's so incredible. She just dedicates so much time and effort to making her blog like a resource, which I really love because it's a step up from like, oh, look at this lipstick. Which I love it for. So yeah, they will be my picks.
Okay, cool.
We are ending this week's episode, as we end every week's episode, actually. It's a weird thing to say. With our highlights of the week. So we're going to share a product that we're both very excited about. Then we're going to tell you each about what we've been slapping on our faces.
I'm so excited.
I'm beyond excited. I can't even deal with it. I'm going to need you to talk about this.
Well, the one that we're both loving, it is totally equal. Like, we are both loving this product. It is the Wet n Wild Photo Focus Foundation. If you've been watching my channel, you'll be so bored of me banging on about this foundation.
I could never be bored of listening about this.
It is, I mean, I've tried drugstore foundations and there are a lot of great drugstore foundations, but this, to say it blew me away is an understatement. I think it's less than $6, which is insane.
I paid $4.40 for it at CVS.
That's insane.
Which is like £3.
It's insane how cheap it is. It's in a glass bottle, so again, for traveling, you know, you might want to decanter it, but it has the same kind of setup almost as like the NARS Sheer Glow bottle, in that there's no pump in it. Me and Lindsay, we were trying to work out who we think it's most comparable to, and we've said it's like almost in between Giorgio Armani Luminous Silk and NARS Sheer Glow, in that it's got a nice dewy finish, but it's not crazy dewy, is it?
It's just beautiful.
Oh, it's like an expensive foundation. I feel like they've got it wrong. I can't believe it.
I am so dubious of drugstore foundations. I'm very, very pale. I'm very, very cool toned. To find something that doesn't oxidize and go warm, I mean, even if it looks right in the bottle, the second I put it on my face, it just goes orange. Yeah. It's my main problem with drugstore. There are a couple that I'll do if I have to, but they will never be my go-to. My go-to foundations have always been Luminous Silk. I love Tarte Rainforest of the Sea. That's generally where I sit around. I like the Urban Decay Naked Skin if I'm going a little bit lighter with my coverage. This is just, it's all I've used since I've got it. I can't even tell you. It's so good. I've just sat here and told you that the Suku foundation is £60. Yeah. 60, which is what, $85, $90?
Yeah.
And that's great. And it is amazing. But this is a tenth of the price.
Yeah.
Less than a tenth of the price. This is about £4 and that's £60.
Yeah.
And I went to WrestleMania knowing I was going to be on camera, knowing I was going to see all these people. This is the only foundation I took with me.
Yeah. I mean, the shade range is good as well. Both me and Lindsay said, whether you have darker skin tone or lighter skin tone, there's actually a lot more shades online than they had in Walgreens when I got it.
Yeah, I'm Shell Ivory, which was the lightest one they had in the CVS where I bought it. And that's fair neutral. Okay. But there is one paler than that.
Wow.
It's insane. It's so good. I can't oversell it. I put it on with my Zoeva flat top buffing brush. I've done it with fingertips and it's fine.
Yeah.
I haven't tried it with a sponge actually, but...
No, I haven't. I've done it with brush and with fingers. And what's so clever about it is I think they've really seen like a gap in the market for the drugstore, in that, you know, we have kind of Makeup Forever HD foundation and a lot of foundations that tackle not just the HD angle, but also, you know, when everyone first used to buy foundations, it was always like, I want the highest SPF possible because that was what makes it great. Whereas now we know that too high an SPF in foundation causes flashback. So this foundation, the whole point of it is actually... its whole purpose is that it photographs really nicely, and it's been tested in 7 light conditions. They've tried it with and without flash and with different kind of smartphones. Yeah. And that's kind of the genius. Whole base behind it, which I just think is so genius. And I feel like no other drugstore brand has really gone for that angle in the market.
It's just so good. Yeah, I mean, it's a foundation that's been basically created for bloggers and vloggers, which is amazing because 9 out of 10 vloggers and bloggers in the world, probably like 99 out of 100, are buying their foundations at drugstores and then going home and recording off their smartphones. So it's so smart. And also, I just noticed it's cruelty-free. It's got the bunny. It's vegan.
It's crazy. This was a Tati recommendation. That was how I found out about it, was from Tati.
And for me, it's a Harry Hadfield. Harry Makes It Up recommendation. And I genuinely, I kept walking past mirrors and seeing my face and being so pleased with myself.
Like, who am I?
Because I was just like so blotchy and gross from traveling in Orlando, so sweaty and humid. Yeah. And I was so miserable and tired the whole time we were there. And every time I walked past my own face, I was like, look at that.
Hey, good looking.
That is amazing. It's like magic. It is. Yeah. And that's what a good foundation and good makeup is to me. It just like lifts your mood. It makes you feel so
and
much
it ticks
put together.
All the boxes. It's buildable. Every box. It looks great. The shade range is good. It's affordable. It lasts. I really can't say. I mean, okay, some people might want a pump if that's your only fault you can find with it. That's
you know
okay.
Like, there's no
it's
$6. Pump in the Armani Maestro foundation. There's no pump in Tarte Rainforest of the Sea.
It's
a pipette.
No,
it's
Sheer Glow.
There's only a pump in Luminous Silk out of my favourites.
Yes.
So, I actually decanted it into a little plastic jar to travel.
Nice.
And then I could just dip my brush into the lid of the jar.
Nice.
And I had the perfect amount. Also, a little bit goes a really
long
way.
Yeah,
it's really well pigmented.
It's so good.
I'm not saying you should get on a plane and fly to America to buy this.
But maybe you should.
It's $6. If you add up, if you bought 4 bottles of Suku, which would be £240, and you flew at the right time of year.
You could come.
You could fly to America for the price of 4 bottles of Suku and buy 4 bottles of Wet n Wild and fly back
and
still be up. So just think about that.
Yeah.
Just think about that.
So good. Well, that was our joint favourite, guys. So, Lindsay, what's been your personal highlight this week?
My love of ColourPop. has been discussed. I'm a huge, 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 huge fan of Colourpop. But what they have now, and it's an Alexis Ren collaboration. Ooh. So it's in a black tube.
Nice. Ooh,
very with sleek gold, with rose gold writing. Yeah, it's a little bit different from their regular stuff is white. I never love white packaging. I just don't love it.
I like the Tom Ford white and gold packaging.
I like the Tom Ford white and gold packaging because it makes me feel fancy. Yeah. But even with Glossier, I'm like, I don't know about the white, just the plain white MAC. It gets dirty.
Gets dirty
and
quicker.
I'm a grubby puppy and I just... grubby puppy, mucky pup, sloppy dog, call me whatever you like. This is a collection of three blotted matte lipsticks, and we have Lexi, Exotic, and Deja Vu. There is a sort of burgundy red, a tomatoey red, orangey red, and then this really pretty pink nude. And they are so great. They're very, 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 very similar to the Glossier G Generation matte nudes, whatever they are. But they are great. They're matte without being drying.
Yeah.
It's a hit of color, but it's definitely a sheer wearable hit of color.
So it feels like a balm, would you say?
It's almost balm. I mean, it's a little bit more stiff. Oh, that one isn't. The Exotic, it feels like it's got a nice bit of slip to it. The Deja Vu is a bit drier.
They swatch nicely.
They swatch really pretty. That one's a little bit drier too. The Lexi is a little drier, but it probably needs to warm up on my skin. They're fresh out the box and onto my arm. So easy to wear. I feel like I'm more likely to go with a bolder color choice in this formula.
Yeah.
I don't know why. It lasts really well. It looks, the finish of it, and that's why it's called a blotted lip, is it looks like you've applied a regular super pigmented lipstick and then blotted it off.
Yeah.
Which I guess you could do and just bypass
it.
It's
nice. It's quick, isn't it?
But it's nice. It's quick.
In the car.
They're really cute. They're really easy to carry around. I love just having them in my handbag because they're so dinky and they're easy to apply on the move. You don't really have to pay a lot of attention to them. And they're really reasonably priced because they're ColourPop. I think they were $6 each.
Nice.
So huge fan. They're limited edition. So get while you can.
Now, yeah.
Yeah. The Alexis Ren ColourPop blotted lip range.
Nice.
Love them. Do it. Do it. Do it. So what did you love this week, Carrie?
This week I have been loving Elemis Pro Radiance Illuminating Flash Balm. So this is, again, it's like a hybrid between like skincare. I mean, I've been using it kind of like a primer stage.
Yeah.
It's a little bit glowy, which is nice. I feel like, especially since I've been living in LA, and I know you warned me about this, my skin is so much drier. Welcome to the desert. And I live by the beach, which isn't quite as dry.
Yeah.
But I definitely have noticed it. Like, I am having to use facial oils more at night. And even when I do my makeup generally now, I almost need like an extra step. So this has been great. It's a Skin Radiance Flash Balm. So it literally just kind of like gives a nice bit of sheen. It gives a nice bit of hydration and moisture. And it has a nice vitamin complex in it. It has purple orchid, noni and acai to help reduce the appearance of anti-aging, and it just reveals like smooth skin. So really love this. I find it works well with all the foundations that I'm currently loving. And it smells really nice too, and it just feels like that extra shot of hydration I need before I go on to makeup. So super good, really, really nice.
They've been my go-to brand whenever my skin is in need. If ever I'm in doubt of what to use, it's always Elemis. It's been like 10 years now since I started blogging. It really has been. That's one of my best discoveries as a blogger, was Elemis as a brand. I love them. They're still independently owned.
Yeah.
No, they're not. That's a lie. did they buy Bliss or did Bliss buy them?
I don't know. Bliss bought them.
Okay, that's a lie. They're part of Bliss.
And yeah, I think you just feel like you've got that kind of spa vibe, which is really nice. Whenever I use an Elemis product, I feel a little bit like, ooh, a little bit pampery.
Yeah,
and like I'm kind of looking after myself.
But with the support of science behind it.
The support of science, which I love, like we said.
I love science.
Love a bit of science, love a bit of acids.
But yeah, the Pro Collagen Marine Cream has been my
champion. My husband likes that.
Oh,
he's really, really into that.
And they have just brought it out with a SPF 30 in it.
Oh,
which I'm interested
good.
In.
You live in Los Angeles.
Yeah, because I've switched from the regular to the ultra rich when I moved out here.
Mm. Well, that's what's nice about this. I feel like if you're using like an intense moisturizer in the morning when I get up, so after I shower, I'll have like an intense moisture and maybe a serum. I'll let that sink in. And then it's nice to kind of go back in just before I start my makeup. And like I said, have that like extra hit of hydration.
Extra punch.
Yeah, just so it doesn't like, it hasn't dried out by the time I kind of actually come to do my makeup.
We're not doing a very good job of selling LA.
Come live in LA. Lovely. We have lots of sunshine, but you do have to up your hydration levels, guys.
Yeah, I drink so much water now. When I first moved here, my eyes were so dry that my contact lenses kept falling out. That's mental.
It is crazy. I think like I really noticed it as well, like the first 2 months. I'd like to think I have like normalish skin, but I know like round the like the edges
the
of like
chops.
My jawline, I would actually feel like it was flaky and dry, which I've never had before. So I was like, oh my God, what am I doing wrong? And it was just, and you know, I am wearing more SPF now and being a lot stricter, but I almost have to like remind myself to do it.
Yeah, it gives me a newfound respect for the old slebs.
It does.
Old slebs.
Schlebs.
Schlebs. Schlebs. Nice. Well, I think that's it for this week.
I think so.
We've overstayed our welcome.
Yes.
So we're going to leave.
We'll love you and leave you.
So yeah, you can see more of Harry if you would like to see her beautiful face over at harrymakesitup.com. And you can find my books. Well, they're all over the place. Shops, internet, I don't know. Just like your nana's house.
Google.
Yeah, they'll be around. And you can find us on all the regular social media channels. We're on Facebook, Twitter and Instagram. If you search for Coverage Podcast, up we will pop.
Get in touch and we'd love to hear from you. And thanks for all your support with episodes we've already done. And keep sharing and we'll be with you again soon.
Okay, thanks. Bye.
Bye.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50. Luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.